Good morning, Memphis. It's time to start your day with the Pledge of Allegiance, brought to you by Weimer's Jewelry.
Hi, my name is Kenneth Mabry with the Mid-South Gardening Show. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Need a ring size? We can do it. I'm David Weimer, and we are Weimer's Jewelry. Most sizing done same day, if in by noon. Weimer's Jewelry, 7525 Stage Road, the shops of Appling Way.
Live from the Brim Snack Food Studio at the mighty 990 Broadcast Center. Stomping out bias and setting the record straight, Robin Walensky.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Wednesday, September 30th, hour two of the show, the morning after debate one. Memphis breaking the 2016 homicide rate with 230 murders here in the city. And a 94-minute, what I thought was, an extremely irritating and laborious debate. Loads of talk over and insults. And a moderator, Chris Wallace, who clearly does not like this president.
Here's what's in the news right now on Wake Up Memphis.
The top 10 cities and just about the top 40 cities are run by Democrats and in many cases, radical left. And they've got you wrapped around their finger, Joe, to a point where you don't want to say anything about law and order. And I'll tell you what, the people of this country want and demand law and order, and you're afraid to even say it.
That's right, Mr. President, law and order. And I have said since we started this program here on the new KWAM Mighty 990 since May 1st, that this election comes down to one thing only for me. Law and order, or are you voting for more chaos? 901-260-5926 is our number. Many of you checking in this morning, we will read all of these comments coming in on the Mighty 990 Facebook page as we stream live for you here at 7:07. We want to check in right now on the Mighty 990 Newsmaker line with David Bossie, Trump 2020 campaign advisor, also president of Citizens United. David, welcome to Wake Up Memphis. How are you this morning?
I'm great. Good morning to you.
How do you think the president did last night?
Oh, I think he did. I think he did well. He came out. He was a very forward-leaning, aggressive. Wanted to make sure that the American people saw the difference between what real leadership looks like, and you know what Joe Biden wouldn't say. It's not what he did say. It's what he wouldn't say. And I think that you know the president when Chris Wallace wasn't getting you know any tough questions over to Joe Biden, the president turned to him and asked him some of the toughest questions that he got. And, of course, Joe Biden has no answers. And so, whether it's condemning, how about how easy a question is, can you condemn Antifa? And Joe Biden wouldn't do it and then starts in on the defense of Antifa. And then name one police organization in America that's endorsed you, just one. And he couldn't do it. Why? Because there aren't any. And the president is the candidate of law and order. The president is the candidate of the anti-chaos, the group that he has offered to solve the problems of these mayors and governors, and the left wing will not do it, and because that's their base. Their base is the people out there, you know, in the riots, so they can't do it. So last night's debate was it my favorite debate? No, but you have to deal with the cards you're dealt.
Yeah, that's a good point. We're speaking with David Bossie, who is a Trump 2020 campaign advisor. You know, here in the city of Memphis, if you click on the local ABC 24, and what's the top story other than the local reaction to the debate last night? It's that we've broken the homicide record from 2016, 230 murders. And here's the connection, right, David? You see Biden up there. He's basically an Antifa denier. Here's the soundbite that everyone is talking about today. He's an Antifa denier.
Somebody's got to do something about Antifa and the left, because this is not a right-wing problem. This is a
left-wing.
This is a left-wing problem.
White supremacist. Antifa's an idea, not an organization.
You got it.
Not malicious. That's what his FBI, his FBI director said.
Well, then you know what? No, we're done, sir.
I mean, when I look out the window, David Bossie, and I see BLM thuggery and Antifa folk coming up the street destroying property. It's an idea.
It's an idea. You're not seeing that. Your eyes are lying to you. Those aren't real people. Those are just concepts running around torching people's businesses and destroying people's cars while they're in them. And murdering people. But that's just a concept. It's not a real thing. Don't think that your eyes are telling you the truth.
So I think that the bar was set really low for Biden. A, he shows up. B, he's
dressed. And he doesn't throw up on himself. Right. If he doesn't throw up on himself, he wins.
Right. He wasn't drooling at the nursing home, sitting in a chair.
Right.
But he looked white and pasty to me.
He did. I was just
right.
I was thinking it. I didn't say it out loud, but I was thinking he looked a little gray and ashen to me. But, you know, that's just me.
Yeah, I call it white and pasty. But, you know, again, as Grace Baker, our ace reporter here, points out, he's been sitting in the basement for months. So clearly you're not getting your vitamin D and your sunshine.
Right.
But I want to ask you this, though, like, where do we go from here? So I think that to my I'm from the Northeast. So I know Rudy Giuliani. I've interviewed him for years and years. Same with Governor Chris Christie. And clearly they were the debate prep. And you can see that. And Trump is extremely aggressive. We all know this. But that's what the American people want. We're hurting. We're feeling bad. And you want Rocky Balboa in the ring with the 1-2 punch. And that's what I got last night.
I played the Rocky theme song before the debate started last night because I had to get myself ready for the heavyweight championship fight of the world. That's what this is. This is not tiddlywinks. This is you strap on the gloves. And you, by the way, when you're fighting the champ, what's the oldest rule in the business? You have to take the belt from him. You can't go in there and just get by. You have to fight the champ and you have to take the belt. You have to earn it. And Joe Biden, he's sitting in his basement. He's not earning the presidency. The American people don't just give you the keys to the White House. You have to earn it. So, look, the president's going to be incredibly forceful on the campaign trail in the next 35 days. He's going to make sure that just like last night, he delineates between the two candidates. That's why our book, Trump, America First, that's the message that we want to convey. Every decision the president makes is about putting America first, whether it's bringing jobs back from overseas, reengaging with our manufacturing base, whether it's lowering taxes, whether it's Middle East peace or ending these endless wars. The president of the United States, in every decision, he decides, how can I put the American people first? Because the American people elected me. I'm not president of the world. I'm not going around like Obama, Biden on an apology tour. I'm going to be president of the United States. Other countries can elect leaders to fight for them. I'm fighting for America. And that's just a different concept. And that's what he's going to, that's what he was doing last night. And that's what he will do for the next 35 days.
David, in our remaining minute, my my Rocky moment for the debate last night was when finally the Hunter Biden and Burisma was brought up. Cue the Rocky music for me, because that was it for me. Everyone, no one wants to talk about it. And then you know what they were saying in the mainstream media, that it was Trump that brought up the deceased son, Bo. No. That is not what happened.
He was
Biden changed the conversation, right?
Right. He wanted to have some righteous indignation about his son. And hey, you know what? His son passed away. He had cancer. Terrible thing. All of, you know, lots of families in America have been through that. They can understand it. It's a hard thing. And we all, you know, our hearts go out to Joe Biden for that. That's a real human thing. But that's not what President Trump was talking about. President Trump was talking about the son that went to the Ukraine and made tens of millions of dollars. It's the son that went to China and made hundreds of millions of dollars. It's the son that took $3.5 million from the mayor of Moscow. Look, this is President Trump. Everybody knows President Trump made many dollars, okay? Tens of millions, hundreds of millions, billions of dollars over the course of his career in real estate. He made a fortune before he became president of the United States. Joe Biden has made a fortune being in public office. That's a difference. His family has cashed in on him being in public office. These are completely different things, and that's what we want people to focus on. Joe Biden wasn't a rich guy. He's a rich guy today. Why is he a rich guy today? Because of his office. Nothing more, nothing less. President Trump has lost money being president. Okay, he has donated his salary, 100% of it, since he became president of the United States. He's donated 100% of it. This is something that people need to focus on, that Joe Biden's family got rich because of his office. Hunter Biden had no business doing any of these deals. He got it. Why? And it's in the paperwork. You know, it's in their own hands. That they got it because Joe Biden was vice president. He got the deals for that reason and that reason only. And that's why, you know, that's why President Trump pushed on it last night. Certainly didn't come from Chris Wallace.
Absolutely not. That part of it for me was the best part. You know, where's Hunter and all of that going forward? I think we need to hear more of that, more about Burisma, more about what went down. The American people don't know because they don't see it in the paper. They don't see it on the websites. They don't see it in the mainstream media. David Bossy, we're out of time, but wow, are we going to have you back? Trump 2020 campaign advisor and president of Citizens United. You have a good day, my friend. You know what? I think I'm going to watch Rocky today in honor of you.
Hey, go buy my new book with Corey Lewandowski, Trump, America First. You want to know what's going on the inside of the campaign and why you should get reelected? That's the one. It'll help you with your friends and neighbors.
Awesome. We're going to put a link up to it on our Mighty 990 page. Thanks so much, David Bossy. You stay safe out there. 7:17 in the morning as we bring in Kenny Bozak and Grace Baker. Wow, he's fired up today.
Huh? I like him. That's great. Yes.
He's a great guy. Kenny, the trivia question for us today involves Ronald Reagan.
Indeed, a great moment in presidential debate history. The year is 1980, and Ronald Reagan said at the conclusion of the debate, he said, as you go to the polls, ask yourself a question. Are you better off today than you were 4 years ago? Obviously, a reference to the incumbent opponent of his. Who was Ronald Reagan's opponent in 1980? It's all you got to tell us. We'll visit the KWAM prize closet for you. 901-260-5926. 901-260-5926. Ronald Reagan's 1980 opponent.
And we'll be back right after this. Miss Grace Baker, we're going to talk about the Shelby County Republican Debate Watch Party. I'll do my debrief with Miss Grace coming back right next.
All you early risers.
Good morning.
Morning.
Get Robin's daily podcast right now on Mighty990.com.
FarmView Market connects farm to family. From our large selection of finely butchered local grass-fed beef and Berkshire pork, and Georgia-grown stone-ground grits and cornmeal, to a variety of gourmet foods, organic wellness products, and handmade crafts. We partner with local farmers and artisan producers to bring you the best of the South. Visit us online at farmviewmarket.com.
Coming up on the Armstrong and Getty Show, stark rise in military suicides. Oh boy. Lighter note, Generation Z might be eroding the power of misinformation, and the latest developments on the debate will bring them to you. And of course, whatever breaks overnight, that's what we do around here. Try to give you the straight scoop, little perspective outside the mainstream media numbskulls. That's the Armstrong and Getty Show.
Armstrong and Getty, weekdays at 8 on the Mighty 990.
As a black woman, I am offended that Steve Cohen supports tweets saying Tim Scott, a black man, might as well be white because he's educated and doesn't speak Ebonics. He disrespected our community by turning our House of Representatives into a chicken house with a chicken leg. He doesn't care about black people. He's a national embarrassment. We need Charlotte Bergman, whose grandson was murdered in Memphis, to represent us. She will fight for jobs and prosperity, paid for by Battle for America Pact.
Candid Conversations with Dr. Rich is on the air every Sunday at 2 p.m. on the Mighty 990 KWAM. And no topic is taboo.
You know, you have a problem. You have a man in your life, but you have a problem with your friend dating your ex, actually contemplating marriage, and you find yourself having a problem with that.
Candid Conversations with Dr. Rich, Sunday afternoons at 2 p.m. on the Mighty 990 KWAM.
Road trips, family reunions, pool parties, beach parties all have one thing in common. They all need snacks that come from Brim's. Mm. Brim's Snack Food has what you need. Cheese puffs, cheese curls, cracklins, cheddar fries, popcorn, pork rinds, potato chips, tortilla and corn chips, and more. Brim's Snack Foods have been providing employment for the Bartlett community for over 35 years, and their delicious snacks have been sold throughout the Southeast. Brim's Snack Foods, family owned.
Fall is here, so there's no better time than now to clean your furnace. And there's no better place to call than Brown Refrigeration. Take advantage of Brown Refrigeration's fall cleaning special. For just $79.99, they'll clean out your heating system before the chill of winter arrives. Give Brown Refrigeration a call today at 901-362-1881 to take advantage of this fall cleaning special. Offer ends October 31st. Brown Refrigeration, serving Memphis since 1979.
Hi, this is Jim Shoemaker. Join me Saturday at 10 a.m. for Talk Money, a financial program designed with you in mind. From investments to insurance, we discuss your financial questions and your concerns. You can ask your questions by going to talkmoney@shoemakerfinancial.com. That's talkmoney@shoemakerfinancial.com. That's Saturday morning at 10 a.m. on KWAM, FM 107.9 and AM 990, helping you make the most of your money.
Did you know that every year, almost 58,000 police officers are attacked in the line of duty, and nearly 1,000 officers have been injured in just the last month during these riots and protests? So many of these police departments and cities don't cover their injuries well, but the Wounded Blue is here to help. We offer wounded officers help with telemedicine appointments, post-traumatic stress counseling, and more. Help support our frontline responders. Give today to thewoundedblue.org/donate. That's thewoundedblue.org/donate.
Now, back to Wake Up Memphis with Robin Walensky.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to the show at 7:22 as we talk trivia and the debate and a tie-in with Ronald Reagan, Kenny Bozak.
Yes, indeed. The great Ronald Reagan in 1980, he said as they wrapped up their debate, which was a little bit more civil than what we saw last night, he said to folks, he said, as you go to the polls, ask yourself a question. Are you better off today than you were 4 years ago? Obviously a reference to the incumbency of his opponent, who had been president since January of 77, who was the president at the time, and therefore his debate opponent in 1980. If you can just tell us that, we're going to give you something cool from the KWM Prize Closet. 901-260-5926 is the number. First caller with the right answer is going to win. 901-260-5926.
Here's my question, Kenny. Did you watch the debate last night, and did you have any Brim snacks with you?
I absolutely did. As promised, I went and picked up some Brim's movie popcorn. It's designed crafted, I guess you'd say, to be like the popcorn you get at the movie theater with the seasoning and the butter. And it was absolutely delicious. I had that, and I obviously took in the debate and was at times amused and at times frustrated and all that. But make no mistake, the Brim's popcorn was fabulous.
It got you through, right? You
it did
keep
indeed.
Keep putting your hand in the bowl. It's addictive. Let's hit line one. John from Collierville. John, good morning and welcome to Wake Up Memphis at 7:24.
Well, good morning.
answer to the question, my friend.
Yeah, I believe it's Jimmy Carter.
You got it. What'd you think of the debate last night, John? Did you watch?
I did. Watched the entire thing. I was I don't want to sound bad, but one of the other people that was reviewing it, you know, said it felt like maybe Trump was like a bully, but I can't really see that he was a bully. But I mean, if I was in a situation of having a business to be run, I feel like Trump would stay there and run the business, where I felt like Joe was just a politician, which if something else came along better, he would bail on us. And
that's interesting.
I do feel that Trump is business oriented and not really a politician, so to say. But that's, of course, my view. And but I am a little disappointed in the bickering that went back and forth so much. I don't think that there was a lot of true answers given. I think a lot of stuff was dodged.
Yeah, and you know what else, John, from Collierville? And you know, I appreciate you joining the discussion here this morning. When you're Chris Wallace and you cut everybody off on the important stuff, and then you turn the conversation to climate change toward the end of the debate, where everyone's just exhausted and worn out, to talk about climate change and fire. I understand the people in California are suffering, but you know what? We're suffering here in Memphis from a crime problem. That's the fire we need to put out here, is our out-of-control murder rate.
Oh, absolutely.
And, you know, right, you know, and we broke the 230 mark, and we should not be proud, John.
There's no pride in that at all. I mean, of course, everybody's screaming defund the police, but then again, the mayor's saying we need more officers. Like, what did he say, another 800 or something like that?
Yes.
It's just unbelievable. But then you got people that are walking the streets and screaming, well, defund the police. But even if you go downtown and you look at the city hall, they've got boards, you know, plywood all around the lower part of it, as well as the police department. They've got boards all the way around the base of the building. Why? Is it somebody worried about somebody, you know, creating some kind of crime in those buildings?
I can tell you why. And if we have President Joe Biden, God forbid, he's an Antifa denier, as far as I'm concerned, to actually go on national and international television, John from Collierville, and to say that Antifa is an idea, shows you that with all separating out all the insults and the rhetoric and the back and forth and the talk over last night, 94 minutes that you'll never get back of your life, important, very important nonetheless, but to say that Antifa is an idea? I mean, that's like an alcoholic. You have to realize you have a drinking problem before you can fix it, right, John?
Exactly. Remember, years ago, Memphis denied having a gang problem. They would only call it a social problem. They didn't want to use the word gang. And that's it was obvious. I mean, you had the writing literally on the wall, these gang symbols and stuff like this. Same thing with the Antifa thing. I mean, it's exactly like you said. It's not just an idea. It's a real thing.
Absolutely. And John, we'll let you go from Collierville. Just one quick question. What do you think of the new KWAM, our lineup, our rundown here, and Wake Up Memphis? Your thoughts on our new station?
I enjoyed enough that I referred to friends.
Oh, fantastic. John, thank you so much. And you have a great day out there in Collierville. We really appreciate you listening. You have a good one, sir.
Thank you. You have a good day as well.
7:29, we are approaching here on Wake Up Memphis. Coming up next, you don't want to miss it. We're going to be checking in with Bernie Bennett from SRN, our partners at Salem Radio News. And then Governor Bill Lee is coming back on the show. He's going to share his thoughts on the big debate last night. And my question is, any Memphis voters, did this move the needle for you to change your vote? 901-260-5926. I think both sides are more entrenched than ever. What do you think? hit us up on the Mighty 990 page on Facebook. I'll be reading some of your comments. Coming back right after Todd Starnes news and commentary right now for you.
Robin Walensky.
New, fresh voice that'll wake up the people.
On the Mighty 990 KWAM.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. The first presidential debate turned into a real verbal slugfest in Cleveland last night. President Trump and Democrat Joe Biden hammered away at each other, often simultaneously, with the moderator struggling to regain control of the proceedings. At time, it got personal and downright nasty. President Trump defending his response to the coronavirus pandemic, telling Biden, "You could never have done the job that we did." Later today, the Senate Judiciary Committee will grill former FBI Director James Comey on the origins of the now discredited Russia probe. The fired FBI chief will testify before the Republican-led panel. Former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn's attorney says U.S. District Judge Emmett Sullivan should recuse himself from Flynn's criminal case, attorney Sidney Powell, citing Sullivan's abject bias. More details at srnnews.com.
Excuse me, have you ever discussed life insurance?
Well,
sort of.
Have you talked about who'll pay the mortgage if one of you passes?
We definitely haven't talked about that.
Well, then you should talk to SelectQuote. SelectQuote shops for you, getting you quotes from some of the country's most trusted companies, finding you the right coverage with the right carrier at the right price in minutes.
Is it affordable?
Well, how affordable does $500,000 in coverage for as little as a dollar a day sound?
That's great. We can afford that.
To get your free quote, call 1-800-212-1166 or go to selectquote.com today and get the protection they need at a price you can afford. That's 1-800-212-1166 or selectquote.com. SelectQuote. We shop, you save. Get full details on example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Monthly premiums vary based on health, company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Hello, Americans. I'm Todd Starnes with news and commentary next.
My goal as a teacher is to impart knowledge and then be able then for them to take it and turn it into wisdom. As we teach, I think, okay, 5 years down the road, how will the material that I am teaching them really affect their lives and their careers?
Hi, Todd Starnes here. Truett offers biblically centered degree programs. Check out truett.edu/starnes. A 16-year-old boy was told by his teacher to remove a Trump 2020 flag from his bedroom wall under the threat of punishment. The student at Colusa High School in California was in his bedroom participating in an online chemistry class when the teacher demanded the flag be taken down. She gave the kid 15 seconds to comply. The student's mother says she doesn't blame the teacher. She blames the school board for not giving clear guidance on what kids are allowed to have in the privacy of their bedrooms. And it's not just in California. A Florida fourth grader was suspended for having a BB gun in his room. The public school crowd seems to be under the impression they can govern how children behave in the privacy of their homes. They actually think they can do a better job of raising your children. Be sure to listen to my national radio show live noon to 3 Eastern or download my free podcast at toddstearns.com.
If you're thinking about retirement, you've got to know it's all about income. Your money, making money. Dave McAdams of the McAdams Group wants to teach you how it's done. Give us a call and we'll send you a free animated video kit. 848-2-INCOME. 848-2-INCOME. And tune us in, the Retirement Income Program, Sundays at noon. Call now for your free income kit. 848-2-INCOME. 848-2-INCOME.
From Bell Street to Byhalia, the Mighty 990 has you covered. Traffic, weather, now on the Mighty 990. Brought to you by Weimer's Jewelry.
Good morning. Traffic still backed up pretty good in DeSoto County as they work a couple of different accidents. They're in their clearing stages, but it's still slow. 55 northbound, all the way back to Star Landing. Again, up by Church Road. It's been crazy slow there for a while. Shelby Drive in Gedwell, that wreck is in its clearing stages. Just busy right now on I-40 over the River Bridge. Coming over from West Memphis, a lot of traffic headed towards Midtown. Hey, when it comes to jewelry, nobody treats you better than Weimer's Jewelry. 7525 Highway 64. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Here's your forecast from News Channel 3. After a comfortably cool start to your morning, sunshine with highs back in the upper 70s behind south and southwesterly winds. Not as cold tonight, mid-50s by daybreak. Sunshine, north winds, lower 70s tomorrow. Need transmission service? Spencer Lee's in Horn Lake has moved to 6900 Sark, just off Goodman Road in Horn Lake. Same great service, new location. I'm News Channel 3's Todd Demers on the Mighty 990 KWAM.
Now, back to Wake Up Memphis with Robin Walensky on the Mighty 990.
I don't think you have any law enforcement. You can't even say the word law enforcement, because if you say those words, you're going to lose all of your radical left supporters.
President Trump there, debate won in Cleveland, Ohio last night with Joe Biden, who did show up. And the bar was pretty low. He did okay. But to say that Antifa is an idea and not to recognize it as a terrorist organization or any kind of an organization is just flat out denial here at 735. Want to mention that the Shelby County commissioners, get this, folks. We cannot do this show without mentioning this, an article in the Daily Memphian, that the Shelby County commissioners have put off a vote that was supposed to happen on Monday. $6 million, 5.8 to be exact, to buy a new voting system. And what this means is, because they're in stall and delay mode, the two-week delay approved on a 7-6 vote means that it could take days to count all the votes here in Shelby County in the general election. Huh. Funding for this has been delayed 7-6. Sounds like some serious shenanigans to me. Why would you delay it? Why would you delay it at this time with 30-something days to go until the election? What are we going to do? Be counting these ballots sitting under the tree on Christmas? Enough already. Let's get it done, count the votes, and move on with the election. Seriously? 7:37 here on the show as we turn to a friend of this program from SRN, Salem Radio News, Bernie Bennett, congressional correspondent. Welcome back to the show, Bernie.
Thanks, Robin. I really enjoy it.
So we have this debate last night, and it goes back and forth. I'm very worried about ballots here in Shelby. Across the country, I'm worried about the election, as is President Trump. But last night, getting into the weeds, we heard this from the president. Finally, we're hearing about Burisma and Hunter Biden. Take a listen.
We have the highest trade deficit
China
with Mexico.
China ate your lunch, down 18%. China ate your lunch, Joe. And no wonder your son goes in and he takes out billions of dollars, takes out billions of dollars to manage. He makes millions of dollars. And also, just out of curiosity, the mayor of Moscow's wife gave your son $3.5 million. What did he do to deserve it? What did he do with Burisma to deserve $183,000?
None of that is true. You've asked a question, let him answer.
None of that is true.
Oh, really?
Totally.
He didn't get
$3.5 million? Mr. President, please.
Totally discredited. Totally discredited. And by the way,
He didn't get $3.5 million, Joe?
Mr. Vice
President. He got $3.5 million.
It is not true.
Oh, really?
Mr. President, it's an open discussion. Please.
It's a fact.
Well, you have raised an issue. Let the
totally
Vice President answer.
Discredited.
Did Burisma pay him $183,000 a month?
Bernie Bennett, what do you make of that, my friend?
A lot of things. Boy, let's unpack it. The president got attacked last night for his the word I'm trying to use.
Burisma.
Thank you. But there's that. But his approach to Vice President Biden. But if you listen to that clip, he was able to pack a lot of information in the way that he did go after Mr. Biden and unpack what it is that Mr. Biden has never talked about before. And the other thing that I take away from that is the difficulty with which Chris Wallace had in controlling, in moderating the debate. He's a debate moderator, and there were moments where he couldn't rein in either a candidate. You know, the president, again, has been attacked in the media for not following the guidelines of the debate put forward, but the president was not interested in having a bunch of what he considered to be false information shot out there about what he did and what he's done in the last 4 years, and the things that Mr. Biden was saying that didn't jive true with what he knows to be true. So I think that you saw in just that one clip a lot of back and forth, a lot of vociferous is the word I'm talking about, vociferous approach to each candidate. Biden, I think, did better than anyone expected. I think, to me, it reminded me a lot of the first Kennedy-Nixon. If you saw it or you listened to it, would really give you an impression about who came away as the winner. People may think that Mr. Biden came away because he did better than what he expected him to do. And even if people thought that President Trump lost his cool, as I say, he was able to get across a lot of information. He absolutely, in my opinion, showed his command of information or the topics that are prescient to this particular presidential election. The media is calling for more debates to be held. They said that one was so chaotic, they don't want any more debates to be held.
Right.
It makes me question as to whether or not they think, yes.
Yeah, let me say this. I could have given birth in the amount of time that it took Chris Wallace to get to the question. He went on and on and on and on. I thought he did a miserable job. I thought he lost control of the situation. And his hatred for President Trump, Trump derangement syndrome, is a disease. There's no cure for it. And his hatred of this man really seeped through. It was very obvious to me that he's pro-Biden and anti-Trump, just from my eyes and my ears.
You took the words right out of my mouth. I think he had really, one of the things he had difficulty with was finding a way to come up with questions that were as cutting for Vice President Biden as they were the ones that he had for President Trump. In fact, they were very accusatory, a lot of the questions he had of the president. It goes back to the old journalistic adage, the question is, how often do you beat your wife? You know, the presupposition of guilt. President Trump, his campaign did agree to the rules, but he didn't agree to be railroaded or he didn't agree to be presented in such a negative fashion. So he took to his own defense, and he is being criticized in the media for it, but supporters have come out and said that it was a very rousing and very appropriate performance for the president, because, again, he wasn't in there just against the man he's running against. He was in there against the moderator as well.
Absolutely. It was a two against one. And I think, Bernie, you know, you and I are we're very rational people. There needs to be, you know, question one, person A answers. Question two, question B answers. And then there needs to be a rebuttal. There needs to be, after every point, counterpoint. And so you see Trump jumping in because he's trying to correct the record, but there needed to be a larger window. If you say something negative about me, right, I need an opportunity to come back at you with that. You know, it's a tennis game. One person lobbies the ball, then the other person lobbies it back into the court. You need time to have a rebuttal, and that window, Bernie Bennett, was not there, and that's why Trump was acting the way he was acting so aggressively.
And Biden made a lot of effort to make that very point that you made in his favor, particularly when he got zinged. It'll be interesting to me to the next two debates, the formats of the next two debates, and also who will moderate them. I think part of it was I think that Mr. Trump is in such command of his media image and presence and how to handle any situation where he is interacting with the American people on camera. And it's possible that Mr. Wallace and Mr. Biden, both of whom have spent a lot of time in front of the camera, were a bit intimidated. It's like me in a singing contest with Elvis. I can do my best, but it's clear who's going to shine. And so, we'll see what happens next. It was chaotic. It was a bit of a mess. It was like watching dishes fall downstairs in a lot of instances. But as I said, the president was able to make some prescient points, which I think also surprised people. That's probably also big basis for the negative reaction.
Well, Bernie, listen, we so appreciate you, and I know you like Elvis, but I've heard you sing, but Elvis, I love you dearly, Bernie, but Elvis has the edge. Just saying. 744, you have a great day, my friend.
You too. Thank you.
Bernie Bennett there and his Elvis songs. He tries. He's pretty good. We'll have him sing and during his next appearance here from Salem Radio News. Great guy. 7:45 on the show. Lou Dobbs back after this with Governor Bill Lee next.
Coming up next on KWAM, today's Armstrong and Getty Show.
Every weekday from 8 to 10:45 right here on the mighty 990 KWAM.
I'm Lou Dobbs. Investors ponder policies raised in last night's presidential debate. More stimulus talks expected. Amazon pushing palm recognition technology. Those stories next. You've all probably heard of asbestos and know that it's dangerous. And you may also know exposure to asbestos is the only known cause of mesothelioma, a deadly cancer. People who were exposed to asbestos decades ago are being diagnosed to this day with mesothelioma. That's because it can take as many as 30 or even 50 years to develop. But did you also know there's money to pay victims of asbestos exposure from years ago? An estimated $30 billion available to help compensate victims and their families. If you or a member of your family have been diagnosed with mesothelioma, you may be able to receive some of this money without ever going to court or filing a lawsuit. Get a free legal review today. Call Sokolov Law at 800-910-1950. That's 800-910-1950. Well, as the dust settles from last night's presidential debate, investors are weighing how the policies of President Trump and Joe Biden will affect the market. Congress still is arguing over the size of a new China virus relief package. Treasury Secretary Mnuchin, House Speaker Pelosi have agreed to hold another round of talks. Democrats are pushing a jaw-dropping $2.2 trillion measure, but that is down from more than $3 trillion in their previous proposal. J.P. Morgan Chase admitting to manipulating the markets for precious metals and treasuries, agreeing to pay almost $1 billion in fines and penalties for their illegal behavior. Amazon is introducing palm recognition technology in two Seattle stores and sees broader uses in places like stadiums and offices. Please join me for Lou Dobbs tonight, 5 o'clock, 7 o'clock, and 10 Eastern on the Fox Business Network. This is the Lou Dobbs Financial Report.
Road trips, family reunions, pool parties, beach parties all have one thing in common. They all need snacks that come from Brim's. Mm. Brim's Snack Food has what you need. Cheese puffs, cheese curls, cracklins, cheddar fries, popcorn, pork rinds, potato chips, tortilla and corn chips, and more. Brim's Snack Foods have been providing employment for the Bartlett community for over 35 years, and their delicious snacks have been sold throughout the Southeast. Brim's Snack Foods, family owned.
I'm Bernadette Davis, and I've got health news you can use Tuesdays and Thursdays at noon, Saturdays at 9 a.m., and Sundays at 6 p.m. Listen in for tips like this to help you get started on your road to wellness.
The key to starting someone with a lifestyle change is go slow, make substantial changes, and then slowly improve on that process. So it's one day at a time, one meal at a time, one walk at a time.
Listen in every week and live life well on AM 990, FM 107.9, and streaming live on Mighty990.com.
And now a game of Commercial Chicken, brought to you by Progressive, where we see how long Flo can go without talking about insurance. Ready? Go.
Oh, hi. Okay. Guess we should talk about something. Kind of tough to be put on the spot. Not sure what to say. But I know what I'm definitely not talking about. Drivers who switch to Progressive can save big!
Okay, you win. We can't help but save customers money. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
With so many new pet owners, Kezia's Grooming can't keep up.
Kezia's Grooming? Sorry, we're booked solid through the weekend. I can give you a call back, though, if something opens up.
It's time to hire.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. The moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Indeed delivers 2.5 times more hires than the other branded job sites combined, according to Breezy HR 2019. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first job post. Terms and conditions apply.
Now, back to Wake Up Memphis with Robin Walensky on the Mighty 990.
Vote now.
Are you going to pack the
Make
court?
Sure you, in fact, let people know you're a senator. I'm not going to answer the question.
Why
because,
would you answer that
because
question?
Because the
you
question
want to put a
is,
lot of
the new question
Supreme Court justices, radical
question,
left.
Will you
who
shut
is
up,
on,
man?
Listen, who is on your list, Joe?
This
Who's
is
on
so
your list?
Right.
Gentlemen,
this is,
I think we've
this is
ended
so
this.
Unprecedented.
He's going to pack the court.
We have
ended,
no,
I'm not
no.
going to give a list.
We have ended this segment. We're going to move on to the second segment.
That was really a productive segment, wasn't it?
Unbelievable. The former vice president of the United States, think about this, Joe Biden, telling the president of the United States, shut up, man. Really? I mean, think about that. Shut up, man, to the president of the United States, whether you like the guy or not. No decorum. 7:50 here on Wake Up Memphis as we continue the conversation this morning. Did this debate, as you watched in Memphis, and Miss Grace Baker watching with the Shelby County Republicans at the debate watch party, do you think, Miss Grace, that this changed any minds here of the voters?
I don't think it did, because they were just yammering over each other the whole time.
Wow. I'll tell you, my mother checking in with me last night in the midnight hour, Susan Walensky, 83 years old, Chris Wallace stinks. Well, that's actually not the S word that she used, believe it or not, with four explanation points. My mother, who was never political ever, is so fired up about this election. Gives me hope. She writes, Biden is weak. Chris Wallace stinks. Phew. Trump is a bulldozer. Biden is white. Call me, I'm up. No, Mom, I'm working. I'm cutting the audio for Wake Up Memphis and for the Todd Starn Show here at KWAM. I'm busy working. We are expecting Governor Bill Lee shortly here on the program as we continue the conversation. More now from the debate last night.
Your party wants to go socialist medicine.
My party is
and
me.
Socialist
right
healthcare.
Now, I am
and
the
they're
going to
dominate
party.
You, Joe. You know that.
I am the Democratic Party right now. The platform of the
Not
Democratic Party
Harris.
Is what I, in fact, approved of. What I approved of.
For me, the most disturbing part of the evening was the denial over the terrorist organization and the thuggery of Antifa. And all morning long, I've been saying, you know, if you're an alcoholic, right, and you don't realize you have a drinking problem, the first way to get better is to realize you have a problem. Well, Joe Biden is in denial that Antifa is actually an organization. You got to listen to this.
Somebody's got to do something about Antifa and the left, because this is not a right-wing problem. This is a left-wing.
FBI director
this
said
is a left-wing problem.
White supremacist. Antifa's an idea, not an organization.
Oh, you got it.
Not
kidding.
Malicious. That's what
oh,
his
it's an idea.
FBI, his
okay.
FBI director
Gentlemen,
said.
Well, then you know what?
We're done, sir.
Think about that. Antifa is an idea. And then shame on you, Chris Wallace, for shutting down the conversation right when it was starting to get good. Oh, we're done, sir. We're done, sir. Who are you? Like, really? How is this possible that oh, Karen, by the way, checking in with us. We are streaming live for you folks, by the way, on Facebook, on the Mighty 990 page. Karen is saying, as I'm playing this, she's like, fire Chris Wallace. Fire them. That's what people are thinking, right? And then you've got other folks here checking in with us this morning just saying that what a terrible, terrible job that Wallace did with all the talk over interrupting the president, showing his bias toward President Trump. And then the big one, folks, the president finally got to talk about the China connection. Where's Hunter, the ATM machine, $3 million, and Burisma? Listen to this.
We have the highest trade deficit
China
with
ate
Mexico.
Your lunch, down
all right,
18%. China ate your lunch, Joe. And no wonder your son goes in and he takes out billions of dollars. Takes out billions of dollars to manage. He makes millions of dollars. And also,
Simply
while we're
true.
At it, why Simply is it, just out of curiosity, The mayor of Moscow's wife gave your son $3.5 million. What did he do to deserve it? What did he do with Burisma to deserve $183,000?
None of that is true. Let him answer.
None of that is true.
Oh, really?
He didn't get $3.5 million? Mr. President, please.
Totally discredited. Totally discredited. And by the way,
well, wait, he didn't get $3.5 million, Joe?
Mr. Vice,
he got $3.5 million.
It is not true.
Oh, really,
Mr. President? It's an open discussion. Please,
it's a fact.
An issue. Let the Vice President answer.
Discredited.
Did Burisma pay $183,000 a month?
Yeah, shut it down, Chris Wallace, and let your bias seep through. Because just when it's getting good, huh? Joining us right now at 7:55 on the Mighty 990 Newsmaker line, Tennessee Governor Republican Bill Lee. Welcome back to the program, sir. You heard all that. Wow.
Yeah. How are you, Robin? I'm glad to be on your show again. I appreciate it.
Of course.
That was quite a night, wasn't it?
Oh. Well, we have the Brims snacks. We've got the pork rinds and the popcorn. We've been chowing down here at KWAM.
Yeah. It's, debates are a very interesting and fascinating thing. As a person now who's actually been through debates myself, certainly not presidential debates, but the debate schedule that we went through running for governor, I have a great appreciation for what that environment is like and how challenging it can be and how the questions can be anything but level. And anyway, I watched last night with great fascination. I was proud. You know what? Let me say one thing about debates, and one of the things that I believe about debates, and I think probably people saw this last night. The problem with a debate schedule like that and the way the questions roll out, you don't really get to talk about the issues that matter. You can force the issue if you make a strong effort at it. I think the president did that last night. Tried to get back to the things that people really care about, law enforcement, for example, and talk about it on his terms and not somebody else's. But it's a really challenging environment. That
very much so. I agree with you. I need to ask you this. Do you think any minds were changed here in Tennessee, here in Memphis? And are you worried, sir, as the governor, about shenanigans in terms of the voting?
Well, I think that you ask about costs here at the state and in Memphis. Tennessee is a very pro-president state, so we feel very good about the vote here in Tennessee and what the turnout will be. And frankly, we also feel very good about the process of voting in Tennessee. As you know, our Secretary of State has been very clear about the plan here and the process and how we're going to do it and how we're going to process the absentee ballots, and we don't have no excuse to absentee ballots. So but I feel good about our process here in Tennessee. Not sure what that's going to be like in other states. Certainly a lot of concern about that, but I think here in Tennessee we're going to be in good shape.
You think we have enough poll watchers and people keeping an eye on the potential for chaos?
I think in this state we do. We have a good strategy and a good plan. We executed it well in the primaries. I'd have to defer in particular numbers of poll watchers, et cetera, with the Secretary of State. But he and I work well together. I think that we've got a good plan here. I don't know what's going to happen in other states. You know, I can only speak to our plan here. I certainly hope in this country that we have a free and fair election, and that there is enough oversight to make sure that it is such, but there's a lot of concern about that.
In our remaining minute here, did President Trump pull it off in your mind, Governor? Did he win or did he just hold his own? Your thoughts?
What I saw there was a man who knows exactly what he believes and is committed to pursuing what he thinks is best for the country that he loves deeply. And he's passionate about it. It comes out in an environment like that. It's a difficult environment. He becomes incredibly passionate. That's what I saw, is passion, energy, and a desire to serve this country, and his willingness and effort to express that last night.
Tennessee Governor, Republican Bill Lee, thanks so much for your time. We will talk to you again before the election. Coming up next, Armstrong and Getty, Todd Starnes from 11 to 2. See you back here tomorrow morning, everybody. Have a great day.